FFA Today contributor and host of the Off-Farm Income podcast, Matt Breckwald, takes us to Warsaw, Ohio. That's where Matt learns from advisor Alyssa McMullen that the Riverview FFA chapter has been bringing their community a taste of country for going on 2 decades.
Alyssa, welcome to FFA Today. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Really looking forward to talking with you about your chapter and about your Touch of Country Christmas program. I wonder if we might start by just kind of talking about your chapter and the logistics of what you're doing there in Warsaw, Ohio at the Riverview FFA chapter.
All right. So our Touch of Country Christmas is an annual event. This is actually our 18th year holding the event. And it got started years ago by one of our FFA advisors. He had a Christmas tree farm, and he and his wife would have a similar activity at their Christmas farm. And then it kind of evolved into a FFA activity. And since then, we have added to the program, which includes inviting students in from our district elementaries, as well as surrounding schools, their elementaries, and having them come in for a program in our shop. We turn it into a winter wonderland, essentially. We decorate everything up for Christmas. We have Christmas trees, and we have a Santa house, and all kinds of things that happen on that day. So we had approximately 225 students come through the program, and that's about the numbers that we have every year. And then we also have our high school students that help to run the program and help to set things up for it.
Well, that sounds great. So does Santa make an appearance here?
Santa does make an appearance. Santa comes, and we allow every child that wants to meet Santa to go up and tell them their wish list. And Santa is accompanied by Mrs. Claus and some elves who help to take a picture with Santa so that we can have a keepsake for each student to take with them. And they get a goodie bag to take with them as well.
Awesome. Now, are your guests, are they learning about agriculture or the FFA at the same time? Is that incorporated into this program?
Yes, it is. So we do several different activities throughout the day. And as they are there as guests, one of the main things that we do is our petting zoo, where we bring in animals from our students, and then students then get to, the guests get to learn about the different animals that we bring in for that. We also have pony rides that one of our alumni members brings in for us. And so each student that wants to, or each guest, gets to ride a pony. And we do several other activities, including coloring pages. They get to make ornaments to put on the trees, all kinds of activities in that general area.
Well, that sounds fun. Do the students that make ornaments for the trees, do they leave those there to decorate your chapter's trees, or do they take those home for their trees at home?
They are going to decorate the trees at the program, and then we will collect those. They'll put their name and their school on the back, and when we deliver their pictures to them, we will also deliver their ornaments so that they can then take them home and decorate their own trees.
That is great. Alyssa, how many members do you have there at the Riverview FFA chapter?
We have 125 members this year.
And how many advisors?
We have 2 advisors.
So that's you and who else?
Mr. Jim Rich.
And how long have you been an ag advisor?
This is my 6th year teaching, and this is Mr. Rich's 26th year.
It sounds to me like there's a lot of experience there at your high school chapter.
Absolutely.
Well, Alyssa, joining us now is Eden Amon, the chapter president for the Riverview FFA chapter in Warsaw, Ohio. Eden, welcome to FFA Today. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, my pleasure, and I'm really looking forward to getting your perspective on your chapter's Touch of Country Christmas program. Can you tell us some of your favorite parts about this?
My favorite parts are seeing the kids' faces. Some kids don't get to see animals on a regular basis, so you get to see their faces and their reactions to seeing those animals and just the experience they get to have. And if they come in gloom and sad, they always leave with a smile on their face.
Now, you're the chapter president there at Riverview, so what is your role in preparing for the Touch of Country Christmas program?
I try to get people involved in helping decorate. You stay after school to decorate Santa's house. You paint the sleigh. We turn our ag shop into a winter wonderland and just make it a great experience for the kids.
And do you really have to just be on your chapter members and telling them work, 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 or is everybody just as enthused about this as you?
Everybody gets to help in one way or another.
So what is your role when your guests come to the program? What do you do as the chapter president?
I welcome them, and I am usually holding an animal, so that gets a smile on their face as soon as they walk in.
Well, Eden, I understand that at the Touch of Country Christmas program, there's a cookie walk for your guests. Can you tell us how that works?
So one of our students, they play some music, and the kids walk around on different pictures. And once the music stops, the student draws out a picture, and whoever's standing on the picture, like a Santa or a stocking, they win cookies.
Fun. Now, where do these cookies come from? Is your chapter baking them, or are they being donated by the community? How are you getting the cookies for this contest?
Our kids bake them and donate them to us.
Do you have a favorite cookie at this time of year?
I like all cookies.
That's a good answer. I am the exact same way, unfortunately, but definitely love this time of year and all the treats that are available. So you love watching the kids' faces when they come in and they see all the animals. Tell me about decorating. So what does this area look like when the students walk in? What makes it so magical for them?
When they walk in, they have presents on each side of them. After they walk through the tunnel, there's our cookie walk, and then we have our tunnel to go back into the pony rides and petting zoo and to decorate their coloring pages and ornaments. And there's snowflakes hanging from the ceilings and blow up inflatables, and Santa's house.
Very cool. And tell me about this tunnel. So what does this tunnel look like?
The tunnel looks like it has wrapping paper on both sides, and it's just like a Christmas lights, and it's just a transfer into the winter wonderland.
Very fun. And does it look like there's snow on the ground and a really festive kind of winter atmosphere in there?
We have Christmas trees that have been decorated, snowflakes hanging from the ceilings, wrapping paper on the walls, and big pictures of like snowman, Santa and a sleigh. And we have Mary, Joseph, and the whole nativity scene.
What a great tradition you've all started. And Mrs. McMullen was telling me that you have had siblings that have come through and participated in this as well. So not only is it a tradition for the Riverview FFA chapter, but it sounds like it's a tradition for your family as well.
Yeah, it is.
Well, thank you very much for joining us on FFA today and telling us all about what a chapter president does to put on the Touch of Country Christmas program. I really appreciate your time.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Alyssa, I just wanted to have you back on really quick and say thank you very much for affording us the opportunity to do this interview. It sounds like you have a wonderful program, not just for your FFA students, but also for your community there at the Riverview FFA chapter.
Absolutely. This is a program that influences not only our guests and our high school students, but it has become a tradition that many of our alumni members look forward to coming back to, and is something that we do that really impacts our community, especially during this Christmas season.
Alyssa, if our listeners wanted more information about the Touch of Country Christmas program there at Riverview FFA, where could they find that information?
They can find that information on our FFA website. So all they would need to do was Google search Riverview High School in Warsaw, Ohio, and follow the links to the FFA website, and we have pictures posted for our Touch of Country Christmas program, as well as other programs that we do throughout the year.
Well, the Touch of Country Christmas program at the Riverview FFA chapter sounds like a wonderful idea, and thank you so much for coming on FFA today and sharing that with all of us.
Thank you so much.